evening, members, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday the 6th of November here at Holy Trinity Church. Apologies for absence. Everybody appears to be here.
Wow, that's good.
Well done. Now move on to the public speaking session. We do have one representation, which is from Helen Brocklebank, who wishes to speak against the planning application 17, Bleak 1957 full, 10 Rolston Close. Construction of a single-storey front and side extension, amended plans, altering depth and design of extension. I'd be grateful if members would allow that to be discussed as the first item this evening. Is everybody
yep.
happy? Thank you. Thank you. I would just remind members that the representation will be taken ahead of the discussion that we have by councillors for this application. We're already aware that Mrs. Brocklebank wishes to speak against the application. I would also ask the representation may take up to 3 minutes, and as I say, you've already advised us that you're objecting to the application. And I would now ask if Mrs. Brocklebank would address the meeting. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Helen Brocklebank. I'm applying the number 9 Rolston Close. The amended plans for 10 Rolston haven't altered the impact it had on our property regarding Russell Hyde. Our house number 9 is side facing and is on a level approximately 6 foot lower than and built forward from number 10. Our kitchen windows face across their front garden, while we have had uninterrupted light for the past 39 years and understand that this gives us a right to light. As the reflected light from the white fussy boards of houses above us at the side and top of the close enhances the sometimes shaded natural light into our kitchen, even the amended size of the extension along the front driveway would still feel past our windows, completely obscuring the houses above us in the close up to their roofs, consequently greatly reducing the amount of light reaching our kitchen windows and through to the dining room. The impact of this would be to considerably darken our two main comfortable rooms, which would most likely have to rely on artificial light for a good proportion of the day. We have learned that there is a 45-degree rule when considering extensions obstructing neighbours' windows and consequently limiting their light, which may apply to our situation. The height and size of the extension, the lower level and siting of our property, and the very close proximity of the solid brick wall, which is to be built into the driveway directly facing our kitchen windows, would overshadow our property, creating an oppressive, overbearing environment with a concrete tunnel next to our house. The proposed extension appears to be out of the building line, out of scale, and completely out of character in our close. Any extension to the front of Plymouth Town would restrict light to our kitchen due to the relative positions of the two properties and the siting of our windows. It would have no impact on neighbours if redesigned and sited at the rear of the house, where there would be room for the WC and the study as on the original plan, the study now omitted from the amended plans. Drainage is still a concern, as the proposed size of the soakaway hasn't changed and still seems inadequate, and is to be built on sloping ground, which is heavy clay soil. There will be a risk of flooding onto our property once the soakaway is full. Any question whose responsibility this would be, should there be any damage to our property. We understand that there have previously been problems of this nature in our immediate area, as we've gradually been subjected to more frequent extreme weather patterns in Exmouth. Our elderly neighbour at number 11 has also objected, as she is concerned about the light being restricted through the front bank window and the impact it would have on the front garden. Number 10's garden goes up to meet hers and would have to be levelled considerably and shrubs dug out, leaving her shrubs and soil exposed, as there still doesn't seem to be plans for retaining wall to rectify this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before I move on to discuss this item, can I just ask if any members wish to declare any interest in this item, please? Councillor Nicholas?
Under Brixington 17.
No, just for this particular item. I'll take the rest later. Councillor Kay Gill?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Brock,
thank you.
And they're also known to me.
Thank you. This is in respect of planning application 17/1957 full, 10 Rolleston Close, construction of single storey front and side extension. Amended plan for consultation as amended plans altering the depth and design of the proposed extension. We do have the comments that we made at the previous meeting before the amended plan and also some representations which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, first of all, Highways did not wish to comment. Just to remind you, on the 29th of August, we heard the original application and we objected as the extension would be overbearing, out of character, out of keeping with the area, reduce light to neighbouring properties number 9 and 11. It is outside the building line, could create localised flooding due to the height difference of the ground, and but we did say we would be minded to support an application for the rear extension. Anyway, in respect of tonight's amended plans, we've got two representations, one of which is Mrs. Brocklebank. In respect of the amended plans, to continue to object, as we did to the original plans, the amended plans would still reduce the light to number 9 and 11, and they felt they did not address the concerns about the drainage of water to the soakaway. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I was actually quite surprised to see the re-presentation of this where the extension did go out beyond the building line. And I know there was an objection from your sister Lynn on the original, and I would imagine that kind of objection should be sustained because they don't seem to listen to what was said in the first place. Now, I'm very sorry about that, but I also think I would agree that the soakaway has not yet been addressed either. The difficulty of the difference in levels is obviously one that that close has to deal with in any case, and it's difficult. But for that reason, both those reasons, I would support rejection of this application.
Thank you. Councillor Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I would support Councillor Duncan's comments there. I've been and looked again a second time and fully support what Councillor Duncan has mentioned there. I've also looked at the presentation.
Councillor Traill.
Thank you, Chair. I also got a phone call to go round and have a look at Rolleston. I went to number 9 to see what the objection was. Noted that should there be an extension out the front, it would cut their light out. Also, the garden itself is on a rise. And again, there's nothing in there or in the application for drainage. I then went to number 11 and spoke to Mrs. Doreen Jones, who's an elderly lady who sits in her front window. She's got a nice garden out the front, and she sits in the front window because the sun comes around quite nicely, and that keeps her quite sound and safe. This application is again out of keeping, like we've said before. What I would have expect of any person who puts an application in is to talk to their neighbours about what they are actually going to do so that they can talk about it and hopefully agree in principle what is fair and what's not fair. In this case, the people haven't gone to either people, and I think that's not very neighbourly. And I would back Councillor Dumper and Councillor Cagle and refuse this application.
Thank you. If anybody else wish to comment? Personally, as a second Halston councillor, another third Halston councillor here this evening, my concern is that it's is outside the building line, which is what I expressed at the last meeting, as well as the loss of light. So therefore I would concur as well. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the same basis as our meeting on the 29th of August, when we objected as the extension would be overbearing, out of character, out of keeping with the area, reduce light to the neighbouring properties number 9 and 11, and is outside the building line, and also could create localised flooding due to the height and difference of the ground. All those in favour of refusal, please show. Any against? No. In that case, that's refused. Thank you, members. You can leave if you wish. Thank you. Now move on to the rest of the agenda. The minutes of the meeting held on the 23rd of October 2017 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting? Thank you. Thank you very much. Now move on to declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Are there any members who wish to declare any interests? Councillor Nicholas?
Brixington 1. Reverend Simon Atkinson is a personal friend.
Thank you.
Plus,
sorry.
1725374, Dr. Peter Atchison, who used to be my doctor.
Thank you. Councillor Trail?
Reverend Simon Atkinson is a friend.
Councillor Maddie Parkinson? Sorry. Sorry. Maddie Chapman, sorry. I was thinking, reading one thing and doing another. Sorry.
She was looking at your pen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simon Atkinson.
Simon Atkinson, yeah. Lovely. And I need to declare a interest in application 17, oblique 2537 full, which is the Headland 19 Foxholes Hall. Firstly, Dr. Peter Atchison used to be my GP, and Dr. Lizzie Atchison I have contact with in my job as working for hospice care. Any other? No. Thank you. No items of urgent business. So move on to determine applications under delegated powers. In Littleham 17, oblique 2283, tree application to Cranford Avenue. Reduced canopy of maximum 2 metres, pruning cuts up to 100 millimetres in diameter, and remove 2 lower branches growing towards garage door, pruning cuts up to 150 millimetres diameter. We have received the tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue to summarise together with the decision.
Yes, the tree officer reports this is a maturing lime growing on the property's north boundary, which is visually significant from Cranford Avenue and makes a significant contribution to the amenity of the area. The proposed works are considered excessive and would result in unsightly regrowth and the formation of decay zones at the reduction points. Less and more appropriate works could be undertaken to address the stated reasons for the works. These have been discussed with the tree owner and verbally considered acceptable to them. The result obviously is a split decision, refusals of the initial works described as in the application, but approval of works as described, T1 lime, crown lift over the public highway to give a maximum clearance of 5.5 metres above ground level, to crown lift over the garden and the garage area to give a maximum clearance above ground level of 4 metres, pruning cuts up to 50 millimetres in diameter. Also to thoroughly prune to clear overhead cables running through the tree crown to provide maximum clearance of up to 50 centimetres with pruning cuts not exceeding 50 millimetres in diameter. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Bill Nash?
Yes, I agree with the tree officer's report.
Okay, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for a split decision in line with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now move on to consider the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, in Brixington, application 17, oblique 2356 full, 18 Bun Road, construction of single storey rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've received no representations. Councillor Nicholas or Councillor Chapman?
I don't wish to comment.
Okay. Does any of the Brixington councillors wish to comment? I realise that you've declared a personal interest, but if
well,
not, we'll
I
look at it all.
I can't see any problem with it
no.
if
no.
other councillors
okay.
are willing to accept
Well, we'll have a look at it and see whether anybody has any comments they wish to make. I've looked at it and I couldn't see any problem with it. It's just a single story rear extension.
Yeah,
and also I felt there was plenty of room for it anyway. So I've not got a problem with it. Has anybody got any comments they want to make? If not, I'll propose approval. You've got any?
Presumably the neighbours haven't commented.
No.
No.
And they've got no objection, but
no.
It's setting precedent in that particular area for this type of work.
There are others in the area with
yeah.
That's fine.
I
don't know whether this was the first one.
No, there is a few in that area with similar have done some actually larger extensions
yeah.
that a lot of them
yeah.
have done
yeah,
a lot larger. Yes. Yeah. I know, and then you find everybody does it, but actually there's quite a few with extensions that are quite large extensions been added.
Yeah.
So I'm
happy to have made 3 and 4 bedrooms into 7.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm happy to propose approval. If someone will second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Are you abstaining? Yeah, a couple
yes.
of abstentions.
Three.
Thank you. Now move to Halston, application 17, beat 2453 full, 234 Exeter Road. Construction of single-storey rear and side extension. There are no representations. Councillor Cahill?
I'll be honest, I've been a bit tied up.
Yeah, understand that. Yeah.
I haven't been able to see it, but can you see the plan?
Yeah.
The location.
It's on the main road towards the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just down.
There's
226 is the corner. It's just down from the 228.
No, 236 is the bungalow, I think.
Yeah.
That's next. You've got Featherbed Lane, and then you're going down towards Thornfield, and there's a couple of pairs, and it's the one of the pair that's right next to that bungalow before you then go onto the Thornfield.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Because I originally thought it was at the bungalow and I thought there's been loads of alterations there.
I had a look at the plans and I really couldn't see any issues.
No, I couldn't.
They've also been scrupulous, or they appear to have been in matching up the materials and that kind of thing.
So it's an extension to the house rather
yes.
than
yeah.
separate annex.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I actually thought compared to the ones that have been done similarly, it was quite good actually, it fitted quite well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Dealt with the next one. Move on to Littleham. Application 17, oblique 2410 full, 36B Cranford Avenue. Proposed garden room extension with terrace above. Deferred application from the previous meeting due to plans not being scanned and available for view. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Mm. Councillor Nash?
Yes, so look at this. The plans, if you can bring it up, even now they're available. That's a better one to look at.
Yeah.
really show much, but what it is, they're going to fill in. You can't tell, but this is stepped back. This part. No, the photographs don't actually show. None of the plans actually show what they want
here.
To do.
Where is it? 36
no. corner.
This bit they want to, on a lower level, just fill in.
Oh, I see.
On
yeah.
the same arch as the rest of this.
Looks like the Starship Enterprise to me.
It's
what was the thing?
Incredibly modern house with a grass roof.
Oh, right.
Because of the ground sloping down.
Yeah.
The house is underground.
I wonder what that was.
Also, there's one.
I didn't get what it was at all, to be honest.
No.
Which centrally drains through a
see.
So they want to fit in here. It's not going out hard or anything.
That's some treaty behind it.
There's an open patio at the moment.
I thought it was on it.
Where the previous owner had a bathing pool and things. So this looked odd, but it's actually the other way around. It's a sloping roof that comes down and drains through into a tank. Also drains a flat roof, which is grass grass roof as well.
What
is it? It's an ultra modern house. What they're doing is purely just to put this frontage along over this bit here. It doesn't affect anyone that overlooks.
Okay.
It's so far back off the road.
Yeah. So it's not going to interfere with anybody then. No.
We'd be up Scotland.
It is probably one of the most unusual design houses in the whole of Exmouth. It is quite fantastic.
Mm.
Remarkable design. So,
all right.
Covering in, basically.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Match
mm.
up with this.
Small
pot.
Yeah, okay, I'm happy to second.
It is difficult to imagine unless you look at it.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you explained the roof, actually, because that's not what it looked like from here.
No,
so,
that roof.
You know, the roof that was sloping down. I didn't realise the tree was behind, and I was thinking,
what is that thing,
Oh, well. Okay, I'm happy to second. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Thank you for that, Bill. Next application is 17/2537 full, the Headland, 19 Foxholes Hill. Proposed extension to form annex accommodation together with adjustment of existing windows, creation of new utility and adjustment of route of access drive and parking. Highways do not wish to comment and there are no representations. Councillor Nash.
Yes, this house is slowly being brought back to its former glory. It was in a terrible state. I remember 4 years ago as a possibility it could be taken down. The family moved in and they're slowly restoring it. Although it's a massive house, it only has 3 bedrooms. So the extension they want to put on to the side has to be here. We'll give them extra bedrooms. Yeah, so that's the north, that's the back of the house. Actually, there's the back of the house, so the extension part is that big there. If you go to the south with a elevation, you'll see the front of the house, southwest elevation. If you stick that up,
it's like one before. I do.
Right, 40% increase. 40%
increase. I mean, there's so much space there, it's a massive.
Yeah.
This is the front of the house. But also, they're going to continue along here with this covered part, as well as incorporate a new front door. So, an extension there,
that's good.
New front door. This is a
doors.
Large garden with a swimming pool in it. I went to the neighbours at the back of here because with this large window and up, but they're quite happy, it doesn't affect them at all. So I moved for approval.
Is it possible that.
Headland is probably one of the original houses up on the top of the.
Yeah. Is it possible that that could be. The annex could be used as a separate dwelling in the future?
No,
that's fine.
The corridor of the bedroom running along.
That's fine, I just thought we'd better check before we.
No, it's not.
Can you see it on the map?
Location plan, Mons,
it's
just.
It's very slow down, it's fine.
That's okay.
I think it's quite sad that the bedroom is so small that you can only fit my house in it.
Yeah. It's the one that you can see. can see it. Yeah, it's got massive ground. Massive. Loads of land, loads of land.
They have enough land. Interest, they do have this piece of land here that was given permission 3 years ago as a separate building site.
Mm.
And they've got planning for that, but they're not intending to build at the moment.
No, I think.
But it wouldn't affect the
Okay, I'm happy to second, thanks. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17, B 2469 full, 188 Salterton Road. Construction of two-storey side and rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment and there's no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yeah, this is an First of all, on Thursday, idiot scanned it in East Devon didn't scan it in at all, so there was nothing appearing until Saturday. And then I still couldn't bring it up on the computer because it was so faint. Ron's managed to print out on hers and you can hardly read it. I find it very difficult to try and put a plan that doesn't exist. As far as the ground here is concerned, I did go up there. And they're going to build on this as an extension, a bit two-storey.
Yeah.
Building on the side.
That's all right.
That's as it is at the moment.
It's quite neat, actually.
It
doesn't
windows
affect the neighbours. There's enough ground, so despite not having.
That could be a separate
ground plans studied properly, I'd say it was okay
for approval. Have we got the looking at the door and everything like that in there, could that be one where it could be made into a separate dwelling? Looking at the door and that, is it a
ground floor?
Oh, right, okay. Just looking at that,
it
looks as if the door was in the extension, didn't it?
The house.
Yeah, the okay.
Ground floor here, I don't know how they could make this into a separate place.
No,
really.
It's fine.
No.
It's just I saw the door at the front.
Yes,
thought,
it looked a bit minded.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Okay, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 2457 outline, 51B, Salterton Road. Outline application for construction of a dwelling seeking approval for access and scale. Matters of appearance, landscaping and layout are reserved. There are no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yes, this has come up before and we considered it. Just hold that for a second.
Thank you.
This
is the one we had last week.
One plot of land.
Is it the one that backs onto
the
Claremont Lane?
Piece of land
that they're
going to build on as
an outline.
And there's a road going on there. Now, we did actually
use
that
person
to get approval, but this person objected to it.
Yeah.
And therefore, they've put in new proposal as an outline on a similar basis, but if you go to the very clear to read sheet, which is the design access statement, you'll see several things that they've done, which obviously the planners were quite happy with. Yeah, that's it. You're going to go on.
Well, they're wanting to do exactly the same as next.
Yes. It's a revised scheme for previously submitted outline, and they've altered it in so much. We go down and show you what they've altered. They have reduced here the know the covered area percentage of building on rear of buildings, so it should make the people in East Devon planners happy because they've done what they wanted. That comparison there is just showing that this is going to be a footprint of a ratio of 29% compared with the ones that have gone through recently of 30% and of 37%. So as a percentage of usable is lower than those given approval already, and the ridge height's been reduced. It's a shabby bungalow, it's not a house. So the person that complained in the road opposite, I think thought it was going to be a two-story house.
I'm not sure that it's been adopted by the council, has it? Claremont Lane, which is so it's still private. Well,
it's a private road.
Mm.
An opportunity to get the road done, isn't it? As a condition.
Mm.
If you look at the plan, you'll see there's been several down there been added to, and they should have got that as a condition.
A lot of people the state above uses access to go down to the hospital and such
like. Oh, yeah, all down, don't they? Councillor Chapman first. Yeah.
Yes, what about drainage? It's not very good up around there, is it?
Well, the drainage will be through to the original building number 51. That's where the main sewers are.
Mm.
Are
and that's what they've done with previous ones.
Well, the runoff is fairly flat.
Yeah, I think that's what they've done with the previous ones, isn't it, behind?
The
they go through
door.
The... Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say it's two or three. Yeah. Councillor Dumper. We can do. Yeah. Yep. Claremont Lane. That's what I said, it's not adopted.
There are, as you say, then, two or three or more.
More than that, yeah.
That all have, of course, addresses on Silverstone Road almost and have been built in behind them. I mean, the two wards, of course, come into a drawing at that point.
Mm.
And, I mean, you've got, need, I think, both wards to sort of accept that something's going on. But I agree with Maddie, actually, there should be, with Brenda, there should be something done about drainage and about the servicing and perhaps adoption.
Well, all the big houses there, sorry, John, all the big houses then are now made into flats. So you've got more and more going into the same drains, and the drains haven't been replaced.
No.
Now they're putting all the buildings at the back, and no one's checked the drains at all.
I think there's former outbuildings that are being used.
Yeah.
No objection.
But didn't they put anything in before? Because the other half of the house, because Daryl happens to live in the flat in the other half.
Well, the thing is that the highways before...
The owners of that.
No, it's all right, I was just going to answer their question about
how. But they got permission to build themselves a house in the back, and then they proceeded to change the main house into flats.
Yeah.
And there's five flats on the side that Daryl lives.
That's the house next door, so it was converted into five flats. But the South West Water never made any comment in that part of Salford when those houses have been converted into flats, which was obviously going the main source.
Yeah, they haven't upgraded the drains at all, which would worry me, I must admit.
Well, we can certainly make a note of that.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just going to say previously with county highways, I mean, they've basically said, as you've said, Brenda, I mean, they said the access to the proposed site is Claremont Lane. For most of the Claremont Lane is a private road. The surface of the road is very poor condition. In some places, the road is unmade, rutted, and potholed. But they've then just commented on the state that on the fact that the road is suitable to be used and that there's good intervisibility from the end of the lane, so they've got no objection.
I think that understates it because
I agree.
The whole
I don't disagree.
The bit where the which is made up, of course, but going on from that all the way down there.
The thing is, I don't think at the moment with the situation it is, Devon County are going to adopt any roads. That's the problem. I mean,
no,
I think we can make the comment, but I think that's probably the situation at the moment.
Yeah.
But I think we can make the comment and certainly say that, you know, in light of the additional housing that is there and the additional use of the road, that it should perhaps become an adopted road. And if not, I think it should really be at, you know, perhaps they should think about when we have all these applications that there should be some financial cost to put the road in a good repair. Especially there, because these houses are actually going in the same area, if you know, not the three houses at the end where the little new ones are. I mean, these are all going in the same bit, which is probably the worst bit for potholes
sure.
that you can get, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think you can put that saying on the outline planning, they should make a contribution to converting the road or resurfacing a private road, when you've got four other houses opposite that all using the road permanently, either everyone using the road contributes.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying I think we should somehow, you know, something needs to be done. I mean, I don't know, you know, this is the trouble with private roads, isn't it? It depends what's in people's deeds on whether they've got to maintain it to a certain standard or not, and who then picks up the cudgel and says, we've got to a stage where it's got to be maintained, and so write to all the residents. Because we've had this in a couple of places in Holston that you know, and certainly we've had it in Byron Way with the brook and the condition of the brook and what's been chucked in the brook, and everybody's been asked to do certain bits of maintenance with their deeds, but of course nobody will because it's going to cost money. So it's how you actually get it done, isn't it? But I can't see county actually adopting any roads at the moment and taking on any extra
cotton bag, yeah.
You know,
it's
a little project.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
Another
yet another one.
But
you might go over the highway.
So you're proposing approval anyway, Bill, yeah. Okay.
I'll
second, but we'll note about the draining. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you.
Oh dear.
Next application is 17/1856 Full South Beach, 2 Foxholes. Installation of ground mounted solar array. Additional information, this is an amended plan for consultation. Additional information, read the mounting trays. We've got a couple of comments, so I'll ask Sue if she'd just like to.
Yes, a few comments have come in since we did the original application. Highways don't wish to comment. Just a reminder that we had no objection. Historic England were previously concerned about the intervisibility between the Grade 2 listed building, the barn, and the proposed development. However, feedback from the case officer has advised that there are no likelihood due to the enclosed nature of the site and the low height of the panels of it being visible. And Conservation also had similar concerns to that of Natural England.
Thank you.
Which I don't have any.
Councillor Nash.
Thanks for reminding.
Yeah, as when this came up before I visited, the on the ground, they're not on the wall or anything on the ground, these panels, it drops down, so this bit at the bottom, there, just on the chart where it is, this ground slopes down tremendously, so it cannot be seen from the manor house or anywhere. It's hidden in the bottom of a gully. I don't know what the difference is to me. This is exactly the same as they proposed the last time. So
it's just giving additional information, actually, about the...
What is the further information?
Additional information, read the mountain trays. I suspect it's just giving you information about what they are, I would imagine. Yeah, just giving you...
Well, we had that the last time. They sit on these box things with granite inside, so drainage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also drains as well, if anything
happens,
if there's holes in the bottom.
So you're continuing, no objection. Yeah,
time.
Fine.
No comments from anyone then.
No.
This idea that English Heritage is near a listed building, yes it is, but you can't see it.
No,
no. Proposal from the listed building.
Well, I think that's what they're really saying, isn't it? Because it's saying the enclosed nature of the site, it's not going to be a problem. So, okay. So... I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded, no objection as previously. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Now move to Town Ward. First application is 17/1874 listed building consent, 16 Montpelier Road, to brick up one window in the kitchen to enable a non-structural reconfiguration of the kitchen and to make the intended position of the hob compliant with building and fire regulations. Councillor Masding.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Well, this is the removal of that small window on the lower right there. For the purposes of redesigning the kitchen, they can't redesign the kitchen without removing the window. Apparently, it overlooks the fence and is not overlooked by anybody. It's not an original feature anyway. I see no reason to object.
Thank you. Councillor Hill? Okay. Proposed and seconded for approval, but I guess we should make it subject to the listing building consent officer, in case he comes up with anything. Okay, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh. Application 17/2563 full, 4 Beaches the Common, dormer windows. Highways do not wish to comment. We've had no representations. Councillor Taylor?
Where is it?
Yeah.
It's one of those on the top bits, you know, there's three, four.
Yeah, just adding a dormer windows.
Oh, is this oh yeah, it's on the right hand side,
yeah.
It should go up.
Yes,
yeah.
It's got the thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely up there.
I can't see a problem, really. Yeah, no, there's not going to be any problem, is there? No, I don't think there's going to be any problem with that, Brenda. Okay, I'm happy to second. Propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. And the last application, which is Withycombe Raleigh, 17/2556 full, 26 Travis's Close. Two-storey side extension and single-storey front extension. No representations. Councillor Taylor? Right. No. So it's actually going to be make an improvement then. Yeah. Yeah. And going across the. Yeah, so it's going across the garage basically. Yeah.
That's
yeah. Oh, that's quite nice actually.
Yeah, I did that in mine.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Items for consideration: tree preservation order, proposal land at the paddock, St John's Road, TPO 17. 0083 TPO. The above tree preservation order has been confirmed by East Devon District Council. Don't think there's anything else. And the Budley Salterton Neighbourhood Plan. East Devon District Council confirmed that the above plan was formally made on the 12th of October and took effect from the 12th of October 2017. And now form parts of the local development plan and will be taken into account in determining applications in the parish. So, really, that's information, I think, isn't it, rather than consideration? Because there's nothing to do with it.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah,
I was going to say it's not. I don't think it's consideration. And then we've got the planning decisions, which I'll express my disappointment about 2 Bapton Close, which I think is really difficult for the people that are living there, and I don't understand it, but I think it's very difficult for the people in the surrounding areas, especially compared to one they've just refused further up the road, well, in Little Mead, which is nowhere near as, I don't think, as difficult for neighbours as this one. So it is disappointing. Yeah, because certainly there's another, the one in Little Mead, which, you know, has got far more room, where we didn't have any objections to at all, and they said that one has, you know, it's got to be refused, so doesn't seem to be much consistency, I don't think, at the moment.
Can we query that, then?
Well, I've queried one or two decisions that's been made, certainly in Holsden, because we've had a couple in Little Mead and one on Hallam Road, which was affecting the Little Mead Lane. And we've had another, we've just had a site inspection at number 9 Little Mead. We have one in the other side of Little Mead Lane, haven't we? And there, you know, I've queried some of them because they've said that this is too near, or it's there's a problem with light or amenity. And then one we had where there's practically a wall right up against somebody's house, where they've said there is no problem. And there doesn't seem to be any consistency in what they're doing. So I have queried, but I think all we can do is see what the decisions are that are coming through and see if we do have ones which are totally, you know what I mean, where you've got one, and then to ask the reason why. Because certainly one we had in Holston in Springfield Road right at the beginning, where we complained about it, and they said, no, every plan is made on its merits. And then the very next one we had, they then said, but a precedent has been set, so therefore we've got to look at it. And I, you know, and we've had two or three like that. And I know it's not just our ward. I know this is happening across the extra. So I think we just need to
say that we are a bit disquieted by the fact that a lot of the decisions are not being consistent with the planning applications.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly, I mean, the one we had in Rivermead Avenue where they just reduced it and then said it was permitted development, didn't they? The person in the Rivermead Avenue with the length of their extension, which is, it is really, So I think there's a number of decisions. I mean, I have said, you know, if planning regulations have changed to such a degree, then we really need to have another briefing on the planning guidelines, because it's,
if we're not consistent.
Is it
the planning guidelines, or is it the fact
that
it's different officers?
Yeah. And that's what we need to.
I think that is the problem.
And that's what we need to find out, I think. And so.
Yes, well, I would propose quite happily that you send a letter.
Yeah.
And say that we are not happy, that there's obviously something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, depending on who the officer is, as to what the.
Trouble, I think the staff keep changing over.
Yeah, I think we do need some guidance on that, because certainly the one at Little Meadow, that's on the corner of Little Meadow, where he reapplied and then got it opposing what the inspector actually said, it does seem to be, you know, more coming through that are inconsistent. But I think we need to check that it's not planning guidelines that have changed, because we've had changes from government as well. Councillor Nash.
Yeah, Chairman, I'm a bit concerned the way the scanning is done. Planning office that we receive these plans. I mean, that one eventually did turn up 24 hours before the meeting, only because they scanned in, hadn't scanned at all. Then you can't read it. I understand our next meeting on the 20th of November, the next planning meeting, what Ron's is saying, because they've ordered the system there, we're not going to receive anything at all. Is that right?
Well, I've asked. Ron's has clarified with me the actual position. The problem is they're developing a new system. And a new way of so that in the future we should be able to get these on a one click, and we'll be able to project them. The difficulty is that some of these plans at the next meeting may not come through, as you've said, Councillor Nash, and it may well be that we can't project them on the screen. Now, what I have said, and I hope, and I was going to say this now, is that if we are unable to get a copy of the plans, or we're unable to get them to be projected, then I think we need to say to East Devon, we are not going to discuss those plans. Because I don't think it's fair if the public don't have the opportunity of seeing the plans projected, if we do have members that wish to see them. So what I've said to Ron's is she's going to just check the situation and check whether there is all, or whether it's only going to be some, and then we'll make a decision. And if not, I've said to Ron's that, in my view, all those decisions on any plans that we can't get the information and can't project, then we need to get authorisation to defer until such time as we can see the applications.
Well, would it not be possible, if they do anticipate some of them having a problem, to get a printed copy sent over, so at least we can hold it at the office, town hall, so we as councillors can go in and look at it? But if they can't get a paper copy and they can't put it on the computer, we can't see it, then pointless.
Yeah.
You can get it on the computer, but as I was demonstrating to Bill, it is slow. So you have to click and wait for
it to download.
Previously, the reason I've been able to download these and project them is I used to have some, I've still got some software that do it, but because of the updates being made at East Devon, this software isn't working at the moment.
It's broken the interface.
So the plans will be available for you to look at. East Devon will argue that they are available to look at, but it's slow because you have to do click, go onto another tab, click the next document, and wait for those to download individually. So yes, you can look at them, but it will be very, very difficult for me to download every single document ready for the meeting to project. It will be virtually impossible for me to do that.
I think I do
without
think
a proper system being in place.
I understand that, but I mean, I do think we need to register this with East Devon District Council that this is a problem, because we can't be the only town council or parish council.
We're trying to ring this afternoon, but
yeah, but I think
there.
We need to make a strong representation. I'm happy to speak to East Devon District Council
to
ask them. Councillor Cahill.
I'm assuming then that this has been printed out, that the copy in the computer is the same in eligibility.
You need to, in order to get the clarity of that printout that you have in front of you, that has to be downloaded in PDF format.
So
and that takes time, depending on the tracking.
What I'm going to go back to is, I'm assuming then that when that's received by the Federal Council Planning Office, that it's a sufficient visibility to them to actually progress with it forward. Surely, if it's not a good enough standard, they should be sending it back to the applicant or giving it back to the applicant and say, produce something that is of good enough clarity.
I agree with you.
I would just say, Chairman, that apart from the time wasted for the bloggers and the staff, it took me 4 hours to get on one application on Friday to actually be able to download so I could go up and look at it.
And
if you've got 8 applications, that's 32 hours, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a member's happy if we give Sue and Ron's the authority to go back to East End District Council, just to reiterate our view and to. And also to say, if we can't, you know, if we can't get the information, we can't see, then we're going to have to ask them to defer and cancel the planning meeting, as far as I'm concerned. Councillor Chapman first, and then.
Yes, Chairman. We are always doing this, and they're messing us about, and they're messing all the other parishes about. I think we have to put in a formal complaint. Formal complaint goes to the top, and it goes against East Devon District Council, which will mean the officers will have to respond. If you just phone up and say, well, we can't do this, we can't do that, they'll fob you off, like they've been doing for months. I personally think we should complain now.
Okay.
I think they're taking the mickey.
And it's getting worse.
Yeah, it is getting worse. Yeah, I agree.
And of course, their strapline is that they're an outstanding.
Yes.
Next week, as many probably know, we do have a head of planning coming, but the trouble is with scrutiny, you're not allowed to ask things about planning, but you can ask about principles. I think if your letter could go before the scrutiny meeting takes place on the 16th of November, we can then ask the head of planning, well, what are you doing about this situation? Reference the letter you've had.
Do we need to send a copy in that case to the chair of scrutiny? I don't know.
Thank you.
But an official complaint, they'll take notice of.
Okay, lovely, thank you. So we'll keep you abreast of that situation before our next planning meeting. Okay.
Good.
There being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.